Jim, what you say, Ellen?
How about some coffee? Make it so good.
Now, boys, have you been eating like you should?
Ain't been to the diner in a day or two.
You got me hurt by your barbecue.
That's
I'm behind the scenes for Pump Boys and Dinettes, which is coming up at Paper Mill Playhouse, and joining me now is...
I'm James Barry. I play Jim.
Hi, James. So tell me all about how you got involved in this production.
Well, I auditioned for it, and I got real lucky, and I'm awful glad things worked out. I'm having an incredible time with an amazing cast. I've been very lucky that a lot of theaters have been producing shows that feature actor-musicians. So
that's really you playing?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's miming you.
There's nothing canned. What you see is what you hear.
Tell me about your musical background.
Well, I always grew up playing in rock bands, and I always grew up acting in plays, and it is to my delight, recently I get to do both of those things at the same time.
Tell me some of the bands that you've been in.
Oh, you wouldn't have heard of them.
Try me.
I've got a solo record that just came out. It's on iTunes and Spotify, and I've got a few hundred copies of the Hot Pink limited vinyl left. Very fun. I've got that on my Etsy store. But yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your character and how you're sort of finding him.
Sure. Jim is sort of the friendly face of the gas station. He runs it with LM, who plays the piano in the show. I play acoustic guitar in the show. He's just a nice guy, deeply flawed, totally lovable. He's an awful lot of fun to play, and I think that he really is sort of a very everyman sort of character. I think everyone will be able to relate to Jim and his foibles and his triumphs in daily life.
Can you relate to Jim?
Certainly I can. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You know, we all screw up and we all forgive each other and we try and do it with as much grace and dignity as possible.
Now, what about this time where it takes place? What are your sort of feelings about that?
It's sort of ambiguous on purpose. You'll hear musical tropes from the 30s all the way through the 80s in the show. There's some ragtime piano. You'll hear classic country music. You'll hear kind of funky soul music. It's a wonderful pastiche of American styles.
Excellent, James. So I'm so looking forward to seeing it. Thank you.
Looking forward to doing it. Thanks for talking to me, Robin.
Joining me now is...
Julie Foldesai.
How do you live with a name like that? I bet your people are always screwing it up.
Well, it's actually Hungarian. It's Fudesi, and it means of the earth. And it's like Johnson in Hungary. And I ran for executive cabinet in high school, and my slogan was Keep Your Eye on Foldesai. And that's what I say every time people have trouble with my name, and it's easy to remember.
And it works now. Now I'll know it. Foldesai.
Yes. Keep your eye on Foldesai.
So tell me about your character in Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Prudy Cup is the sister of Retta Cup, and we own the Double Cup Diner. And I would say that Rudy sort of defers to Retta more often. Prudy plays a lot of instruments in this show.
And did you know to play instruments? Were you musically inclined?
I am. I have a band. I play ukulele and guitar and piano, but I learned harmonica and accordion for this show.
Was that hard to learn accordion?
It was. The accordion wasn't so hard because I play piano, but the harmonica, I could play like folky harmonica, but blues harp is a special technique, and that took a while. But yeah.
Tell me about the bands that you've been in.
Just my band. I have my own Keep Your Eye on Foldesai band.
That's the name of it?
Yes. It's sort of bluegrassy folk. I have two albums out. You can get them on iTunes and Amazon. Yep.
Perfect, perfect. Good plug.
Yep, I write all the songs. So that's what I love theater, and I love songwriting, and I love, you know, making music.
How did you get involved with this production?
Well, I auditioned, and I got the part.
As simple as that.
That's it, yeah. I had worked at Paper Mill before, so those guys knew me. I did Newsies out there.
So tell me about the rapport that you and Alicia Umfriss have. She's my girl from on the town, so I love her.
Gosh. Well, the first day of rehearsal, we had met before. We knew who each other, we were acquaintances. And on the first day of rehearsal, Alicia said, "Everybody tells me I'm so lucky to be working with you." And everybody was telling me the same thing. And we're having a great time. She keeps me in stitches. She's hilarious. And she's so talented. The first day she opened her mouth, I knew I loved her voice anyway, but I could just listen to her sing all day.
So tell me about the relationship between the two of you in the play.
Sisters. Well, it's a little bit, I would say it's probably, I don't have a sister, but I hear this often. It's typical sister where there's a little competition and a little bit of unresolved stuff in the background. But, you know, they get along. They have fun together. They run the diner together. So it's sort of multi-layered.
Now, are you more into the Pump Boys or the Dinettes?
Well, the Pump Boys, of course.
I don't know why I asked that question. It just popped into my head.
He has a thing for LM, the piano player. Yes, and it becomes apparent in the middle of the show. Yeah. Prudy realizes it. The way I see it, we're buds, and then I realize I want more.
Ooh, to be continued.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
You ran me around, got me under your hood, then you slammed it down. I could be lying in your trunk for all you care. Well, I may be a retread, but I ain't no spare. Serve yourself, serve yourself. You can serve yourself. Hey, you can.
Okay, joining me now is Jason Ostrowski. Did I do it right?
You did it perfectly.
Tell me about your role in Pump Boys and Dinettes.
I play LM, who's the bookkeeper of the gas station. And I also get to play some piano, percussion, a little accordion, do some tap dancing.
Are you familiar with the tap dancing world, or is this new to you?
Yeah, I've tap danced a little bit, probably not as prominently featured as I get to in this show. It's a fun moment because I'm playing accordion while I'm doing it in cowboy boots. So, you know, what else could you ask for, really?
That takes a lot of coordination, I would imagine.
It does. It absolutely does. But it is a lot of fun.
And obviously you've played piano before.
Yeah, I've been playing piano since the first grade. I begged my parents for lessons. So it's nice. It's nice for them, I think, to say, oh, it paid off. You know?
And your Broadway background?
My Broadway background, I've done one Broadway production. I did the revival of Company back in 2006, where we all played our own instruments.
With Raul Esparza?
Yes, with Raul and Barbara Walsh. And I was a standby for the role of Peter in that, so I got to play piano and bass in that show.
So you're kind of doing something similar in this?
Very similar. The only difference is I get to go on all the time now. Yeah, different vein of music from Sondheim. I get to use my rock and roll roots and country music, which, you know, I grew up playing classical, but progressed to that kind of stuff. So it's nice to be able to use all those colors of my palette.
It seems like everyone in the cast has been involved in bands before. What about you?
When I was 18, I was in a disco band and got to wear a leisure suit and a mood ring and play keyboards and that. Pretty awkward.
What was the name of that?
It's called Nick Light. They're up in Rochester, New York, where I'm from. I don't know if they're still around. They may be. They're a big party band thing.
You were doing your best Travolta.
I was doing my best Travolta. Oh, God, the pictures are terrible.
So how do you relate to your character in this show?
Well, LM's interesting. He's a little suspicious of people. He can be a little curmudgeon-y at times, which I guess I can be. But he's got a good sense of humor and a light heart when it comes down to it. It's pretty quiet. I'm pretty quiet until he has something important to say.
And gets behind the piano.
Gets behind the piano. Yeah, I really can speak through the piano. And for me, too, that's a very comfortable place to be able to sit down behind that 9-foot hunk of wood and just, you know, let it ring.
So what are you looking forward to most for the show at Paper Mill Playhouse?
I'm looking forward to just having a good time and audiences having a good time and leaving singing these songs, because I know, especially like Be Good or Be Gone, once you hear that song, it kind of gets stuck in your head, which is great. And this music is just, I've listened to it for a long, long time. I had the tape as a kid, and it's great to be able to share that live and perform it and recreate it.
Excellent. I look forward to opening night. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you.
At Will's Place, you're gonna run into everybody you know. Just tell him he's a corner with a bottle of Cuervo Gold. He broke the record last week, but he's still on his feet, cause he's got on his drinking shoes.
Bound to drink and shoes.
Bound to drink and
shoes.
Joining me now is Joanne Hunter, choreographer for Pump Boys and Dinettes at Paper Mill Playhouse. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So tell me about some of the movements that we're going to see.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I didn't know the show at all, so I have no preconceived notion of it. But John approached me about he wanted to add more movement. Apparently, it's usually not done that way, and it's never been done, or he hasn't, where they're on lavs, they're on wireless, you know, as opposed to stand-up mics or, you know, handhelds. So, which allowed for much more freedom, you know. And I said, okay. And and there's certain numbers that need more. That to me, I immediately go to the world I come from. It's like I don't want it so static. Of course, there has to be times when it has to be still because they can be very poignant moments. But I just thought we could play with more, like the ladies and tips. You know, that some there's so many double entendres and sexual innuendos, which I of course love. So I just thought, I said, oh my goodness, there's so much. Availability to add some movement that could be fun, that could be sassy, that could be a little sexy without being overt sexy 2016 sexy. Do you know what I mean? So in playing with and the actors, they're great because they have to play all of that stuff and sing and act, and now they have to move. And they've been actually so game. I've actually really, really loved them. They are very respectful to each other, and they are game to try anything. So it's actually been really fun.
You've become famous for working with non-dancers and making them look very good.
That seems to be my path. Yes, that is very true. That is very true, yes. But you know what? As long as you're game, I love that because... You know, dancing is an extension of what you're trying to come across within the context of the piece. So it's just, you know, sometimes I tell actors who have to move, put a piece of dialogue in there that will help you get through this movement so that you can tie it together. It's not a separate entity. You know, I mean, that's what I try to do. Even with dancers, it's so important. In order to tell story, which I prefer to do as opposed to just doing steps, it's much more interesting. So, yes. So, but yeah, non-dancers is a little bit more of a challenge, but you know what? When they're game, it's great.
And now, what do you remember from the original Pump Boys and Dinettes, if you remember anything?
I never saw the original. I don't know. I only know Deb Monk's a very good friend of mine, and that's the only thing I know. I remember when I met her, and someone said, oh, you know, she wrote Pump Boys and Dinettes. And I thought, what? What's Pump Boys and Dinettes? Had no idea. I love the music. I love country. I love a little bluegrass. I love folk. I love it because it's storytelling to me. And that's why, in a way, it can be very theatrical. So it's not just a concert. There are moments for a great deal of theatricality, I feel. So I love... So when I heard the music, I go, oh, I love this music.
What are you having most fun with in terms of rehearsals and getting the show together?
I love it when they let go and they're able to just enjoy themselves. So to me, that's the best part. You know, watching their growth, and hopefully that you helped move the story along with allowing them to kind of just be free and open up.
Excellent, Joanne. Thank you for joining me. I'm looking forward.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a good time.
Now you're a mean mistreater.
And joining me now, last but not least, Alicia Umphress. Hi, gorgeous.
Hi, gorgeous. How are you?
It's so good to see you. I miss you.
I know, likewise. How are you?
Tell me about this role, this show.
Oh, well, the role is Retta Cup. She co-owns the Double Cup Diner with her sister Prudy. And they're right across from the Pump Boys, who own the petrol station right across the highway, 57. And it's just the most fun. I mean, like, it's really nothing but fun and great music. You know, it's country, it's very authentic, and there's a lot of really beautiful ballads, which we didn't really show today. Obviously, you want to show the up stuff, but there's a couple really, I mean, stunning Stunning stuff. And everybody plays their own instruments. So all the guys are the band. And Julie Prudy plays my sister. She's playing the accordion and the guitar. And
what instruments are you playing?
I am playing mostly percussion. I do the tubs. I do the cheese grater and the whisk. I do oatmeal. I do things that you never thought could be played, I play. But it's been fun and actually been a challenge. I get better. I think I'm getting better by the day. So by opening, I should be near ready.
You're practicing a lot at home, I would imagine.
Yes. Well, it's easy because I can just take the colander out and say, here, I got this.
She could play a mean colander.
Yes. Yeah, so now my special skills on my resume are going to be just, I'm going to have to make a whole other section for it. All the things I can play.
Tell me how you're preparing for the role.
I mean, the thing about Retta is that she's very much in my wheelhouse. So, I mean, I know this girl, and I got this. All her vocal parts, she's sassy. I tend to get cast in sassy roles.
Why is that?
I have no idea. I'm such a shy violet in real life. I mean, like, I knew her from the minute I stepped into her cowboy boots. So
now, how many times while you were doing this were you thinking of the taxi moments in On the Town?
Actually, never. Although I do miss On the Town. I love that show so much. And we're going to be doing it at the Symphony in May.
No.
In San Francisco. Yeah, five of us. Me and Tony and Megan and Jay and Clyde.
You're going to have a little reunion.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys see each other all the time.
We do. Yeah. We've kept in touch, which has been really nice. And I went and saw Elizabeth, obviously, is on tour with Bridges of Madison County, which I was so fortunate to see her in L.A., and she was amazing, just stunning.
So what are you looking forward to now for a Paper Mill Playhouse?
I'm just looking forward to being in front of an audience. This show, I think, really, really thrives on feeding off of the audience. We break that fourth wall. I mean, it's like you're all invited.
You could, like, jam with each other behind the scenes, yeah. Backstage.
Well, it's fun on breaks, you know. Oftentimes Jason or James, they'll just, like, play stuff, and we'll all kind of be like, Hotel California, you know, like, singing stuff on the break. Can't get enough. That's great.
Oh, it's so good to see you, and I'm looking forward to opening night.
Yeah, I hope you'll be there. It's
I will.
Really fun.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Knocking off, I got $22 and one dime. What'll that buy?
Tank of gas. You can pay tomorrow because it's closing time. Closing time.
Closing time.
Always news.
Always refreshing.
Always candid.
Always milling about.
Robin Milling delivers what celebrities are saying to you.